Welcome back to the final segment of Meet the Community here this morning. Speaking with Dr. Troy Lentz, he has just been hired on as the new superintendent of the Mexico School District. Of course, we were talking a little bit after the break about you moving to Mexico because it would be a huge commute from Osceola.
Be a long drive.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about how that's going, finding housing in the Mexico area, if you will.
Yeah, so if you are buying or selling a house right now, you know it's kind of an interesting time in the real estate market, but we're optimistic that we're going to find a good place to live. Wendy and I are both in Mexico today, and we started our morning at the 54 Diner, so that was a great place to start the day. I might be looking for a house close to that. So, but I'm confident that we'll find a good place, a good home for our family right here in Mexico.
Talk about maybe some of the organizations that you look to get involved with here in the Mexico community once you get settled in.
Sure. The church has always been important to our family, so I'm sure that we'll be looking for a church home. At Osceola, I joined the Optimists, and I really enjoy the work that the Optimists do. And so if there's an Optimist club in Mexico, I might check them out. And I enjoy all the things that you would expect your school superintendent to participate in, Chamber of Commerce and things like that. So, and then I want to be out there. I want to be at the ball games. I want to be at the concerts. I want to be at the school plays and all of that. Getting to know the community is part of the job that I enjoy the most. So, any chance I have to be out and about, I'm going to take it.
How has the whole process been between trying to manage two different places? I've talked to a couple of superintendents who are making moves this year, and they said it's just been exhausting going from one place to the other, from one meeting to the next. Or how are you handling all of that?
Well, it's become very important to actually put things in my calendar and run it through my calendar reminders. So, yeah, I'm a little busier than I would be otherwise, but I enjoy it. And the time I've spent in Mexico has been very, very pleasant. Everyone I've met so far has been great. But yeah, you kind of have your mind in two different districts. In Osceola, we're working on our budget for next year. So you've got your mind on two different ledgers, and working on staffing, things like that in two different places. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but it's a fun challenge.
We talked a little bit about you playing the bass guitar before. This is the wild card question.
Sure, sure.
Of the portion. Who was your musical influence that got you really interested in playing the bass guitar? And what's your favorite song to play?
Oh, man. So, yeah, wild card. Man, I don't know if, I'm going to take a chance here of sharing a favorite band, I guess, from your new superintendent.
Yeah.
But my daughter she's 20, and we like to play in the garage a little bit. And when we're playing together, she actually plays the bass and I play guitar. But I enjoy the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, they've got some pretty good bass licks that run through
under
all of their
bridge,
songs.
Under the Bridge?
We actually played Under the Bridge the other night in the garage. So
okay.
Yeah.
Red Hot
yeah.
Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, I want to say welcome aboard to the Mexico community, and we hope that you have great success as the superintendent of the Mexico School District.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to getting started.
Dr. Troy Lentz, he's the new superintendent of the Mexico School District, our guest this morning on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.